This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. If you've been listening just to our show today, you know that leftists like to live with liberals. Well, that makes sense, of course. But the Hollywood, the entertainment community is always criticized for being on the left. This weekend, there was a conservative film festival held in Hollywood. It's the Liberty Film Festival. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates went, and she has this report.
You can tell right off the bat, this isn't Sundance. No designer clothes, no studio types, multitasking, shaking hands while talking on their cell phones. The drinks being swilled are low-end bottled water, and the only Coke here comes in a can. This is the Liberty Film Festival, which was conceived to highlight the work of conservative members of the film community. A group festival organizers say is growing, or finally choosing to make itself evident. Take this guy.
My name is Victor Elizalde, and I'm the Republican nominee for Congress in the 30th Congressional District.
In his normal life, he does business development for a multi-million dollar movie studio. But he's taken a leave of absence from that glamorous job to do something else. Elizalde says he took a break from campaigning this week to lend his expertise to conservatives who want to get their values and views out to the public via film.
I'm here today to help all filmmakers develop some just financial perspective on filmmaking based on my 13 years of experience in the entertainment industry.
Elizalde says that while he and a lot of other conservatives found Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 hugely irritating, it was also the jolt some folks needed to make their own movies.
I think it's been a huge catalyst because it's shown everyone that political films can make money. Documentaries can make money. So you see a lot of student filmmakers who don't necessarily have the big budgets to put together a big budget film. So for that, I actually have to thank Michael Moore for giving people hope.
Lionel Chetwynd's Celsius 4111, which was billed as the conservative answer to Fahrenheit 9/11, opened the festival on Friday night. Saturday's offerings are less somber. There's Terminal Island by festival co-founders Jason Apuzzo and his actress wife, Javindini Murtry. Like all the festival films, it was shown in the plush, cavernous, silver-screen theater of the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood. Terminal Island is a tough-on-terrorism short film feature shot in black and white in homage to its 40s noir predecessors. Jason Apuzzo tells his audience he had a hard time selling the original concept to Hollywood development types.
The problem that several of them had with it was that they felt the terrorist character in our film was not portrayed sympathetically enough. Or at least his cause was not portrayed sympathetically enough.
Of course, who gets treated sympathetically and who gets slammed is in the hands of the filmmaker. And young filmmakers such as Alan Lifton and Kafir Alfia, the creators of Protest Warriors, made their short in order to slam the left. Here they are at the film's opening scene, declaring their mission.
And you're going to see how much the left truly hates free speech. You're going to see how fascist the left really is.
Yeah.
Protest Warriors, let's go to battle.
And boy, do they. Protest Warriors shows how crazy it can get when the passions of the left and right meet head on. Filmmaker Evan Maloney does the same thing, but in a distinctly humorous vein, with Peace Out, a series of interviews with anti-war protesters that highlights what he says is leftist fuzzy thinking.
The policies of Bush number one and Bush baby have all been the same.
Do you think then that it's possible that September 11th was essentially staged to make money for these investors?
Would a rocketification, space stations, and a flying saucers put other populations on other planets?
As the audience took a break between films, a slim doctor and filmmaker named Gloria, she didn't want her last name used, assessed her festival experience so far.
As a black woman, you know, I'm supposed to fit a certain mold. I think people have stereotypes of what I want to say. I was just overjoyed that there would be a conservative film festival because, you know, it's, you're kind of undercover and you don't talk about it. And when I went to film school, I thought my ideas were so radically different than all the other students that I was sitting in class with. And it's like, oh my God, there's other people like me out here.
Out in the lobby, Javindini Murtry is working on only 3 hours sleep. But she says people like Gloria are exactly why she wanted to put this film festival together.
There's almost this sense of wonder that there's even an event like this happening in Hollywood. So I think
there's really a lot of support for it, and just everybody's sort of happy being able to come out and kind of let their hair down about being conservative and just talk about it in a safe environment. And so we're delighted with the whole thing.
So, if you're conservative and you've been worrying that there'd never be a counterbalance to the liberalism you think runs Hollywood, cheer up. Help is on the way. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.